This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAG10 for 10% off your first purchase.
We would like to acknowledge that this podcast meeting is being held on Aboriginal land, the land of the Wurundjeri people of the Kulin Nation. And we would like to pay respect to their elders past, present, and emerging. And their multiple birth parents with children with disabilities.
And this week we're talking about parties, your feedback.
And if you haven't listened to our episode on the 24th of February, Not Invited, The Truth About Parties, pop back and have a listen and then come and listen to today. This podcast contains truth, laughter, and the occasional F word, so it's not really suitable for children.
Sometimes you just have to get your shits out. Shit, 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 shit. That's right, this is a language warning. Oh, shit.
Hello, Mandy.
Hello, Kate.
Here we are. Mandy's just here. It's been...
I can laugh.
...a harrowing few days.
It's been harrowing...
Oh.
Yes, had to have a tooth out. It was a bit of a surprise.
It was a lot of a surprise.
Yeah, should have realised when the dentist said to me, so what's sort of been going on the last 2 years? That maybe that wasn't a great thing to say.
Yeah, maybe.
I was like,
you had a tiny bit of a rectum
have you been
dentist?
Living in Melbourne?
I'll tell you what's been going on. We're all grinding our teeth. We're all eating too much sugar.
Gosh, I stood there and I said, well, I suppose I've been like comfort eating.
Yes.
Like, what do you say? Anyway. Don't fret. He gave me the option of root canal or have the tooth out. And a spontaneous Mandy said, let's get the damn thing out.
Yep.
It's the back molar. I just thought, I don't care. Yep. But I really care. It was bad.
Yeah. And maybe spontaneous Mandy should have been guided by the dentist.
No, I think
who
so.
Who said, look, let's just talk about the options. And
yeah.
Anyway, it's done.
It's done. It's out.
She's toothless.
Yeah. So if I sound a little bit unusual, it's because I am.
And she's on antibiotics and hasn't
yeah.
been well. And
anyway.
Of course, it's just great.
But
it's
you
been
know
a
what
long
I,
weekend.
It's been a fantastic long weekend. But you know what I realised is that when you're in pain, yeah. how scary it is when you're looking after kids.
Oh, yeah. yeah. And you have no reserves.
Yeah. And I thought, oh, I'm triggered from when,
yes.
you know, like early days yeah. and you've got kids climbing all over you and you're in
yep.
pain.
Yep.
Yep. Yeah, no, I just thought about all the parents that are yep. that live with chronic pain.
Yep.
And have pea shoots.
Yep.
Yeah, because yep. you can't. And then, yeah, Molly, very, very in tune and worried about me.
Yeah.
Mm.
It's, yeah.
Tricky. Anyway, here we are.
Here we are. We let you know about the weather. It's very lovely in Melbourne.
It is.
We have had the most amazing February and March has been pretty good too.
Mm.
Melbourne's had a long weekend. We missed our snap pea, which you hopefully have worked out because.
Sorry about that.
Mandy could not speak. So
I was just like, well, I could come, but I might put blood all over the microphone.
No, I think everyone understands.
We also have a visitor here. Miss 11 is here in the house because it is a public holiday when we're recording.
Yes.
So I said to her, you just have to be quiet. And then she said, can I bring my ukulele?
So we're not quite sure what sort of quiet she. We could have had background serenading music like those professional podcasts.
Maybe. So we've been enjoying. She's been playing the ukulele. I've been playing the piano. It's been fun, hasn't it?
So much fun.
Yeah. Anyway.
Anyway, here we are. We're going to listen to some of your messages, read a couple of your emails.
Yes.
I know that it was triggering for a lot of people.
Yes, it was. It was a tricky episode and it was hard for us too, actually.
Actually, yeah, I found it really hard. It's just horrible to know that you're not included, adult, child, whoever you are. So, yeah, it was tricky to talk about. And we much prefer to talk about positive things.
Yeah,
our personality and our podcast. But this is still the truth.
Yeah, and I think we had a lot of people say it was too hard to listen to.
Yes.
And we've had a lot of people sharing it, which is awesome.
Yeah, and I think it makes us all wake up. Like if you'd never thought about children's parties being – exclusive or, you know, you feel like you're almost bullied because you're not there, then now you can think about it and just hear it from other people.
Yep.
So, yeah. Anyway, let's listen to this message.
Yeah, let's do a few speak pipes, a few emails.
Hello, beautiful ladies. It's Mandy.
Hi, Mandy.
Hi, Mandy P.
And just listening to the birthday episode. And yes, birthdays, what a rectum experience they are.
Mm-hmm.
It's like the Hunger Games slash the Oscars, Instagram worthy. It's insane. It's insane the levels that parents will go to.
It is.
For a party that outshines and outdoes someone else. I even saw a birthday party the other day when I was at a very low key. We didn't even put a tablecloth down in the indoor place. And the children had goodie bags on the other table. It was really, really, it put my poor friend to shame. But that's the level that people are going to.
Oh,
goodie
yeah.
bags for children.
Yep. Oh, yeah, yeah.
So where was I at? I know a lot of people say, and we say to a lot of people, walk in our shoes and see how it feels. And I guess in a way that also brushes over people, they're just like, yes, I could only just imagine what it's like. Well, how about we try and say it this way? Imagine if your child, you know, that child that you think is cool, probably is cool. I shouldn't say that about a child or kids cool. But you live for your child as we do live for our children. But could you imagine if you didn't get your child invited to a party? Oh, the outcry, the shock to your system. Well, times that by 100 and then you will know how we feel, rectum.
Yes.
And, just try that. And on another note, I know the last time I left you girls had a very, very sad experience with work.
Yes.
And whole new chapter. Nothing concrete yet. Still working and hopping around to a lot of schools, but the phone is ringing hot.
Good.
There is COVID just going nuts through schools, and I'm constantly getting calls.
Yes.
Please come and help us. I've worked in primary schools, high schools, schools with units, schools with supported children, and it's been a blast. I'm having a ball. I worked with high school yesterday. Today I worked with kindies, and I have my P lanyard, and I'm so proud of it, and I have my rainbow name badge, and the kids all ask me why do you have a rainbow, and I say because that's everyone belongs under the rainbow, and this is my special necklace that I have from the peas, and I told them about the community, and I'm just spreading the word as much as I can.
Oh,
and happy days. Thanks, girls. Bye.
Thank you. Yes, back in one of our snap peas, Mandy mentioned how she was finding work tricky. You know, it's hard being a working mum. So I'm glad that she's getting all that. That sounds awesome.
It does sound awesome.
So much experience.
The variety.
Yeah, I mean.
Sounds amazing.
Horrible that COVID's causing it, but, you know, that's what it is.
Yeah, but being able to be called in to different places. Yes. I mean, I love...
Yeah.
It depends if you can cope with that.
Oh, I love it.
Yeah, I love something new and different as well.
And you can offer that to the kids as well. You can be some. I know that kids love consistency, but it's also like, oh, there was someone fun today.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, I'm glad, Mandy. Thank you.
Hi, Kate and Mandy. It's Zoe from Sydney, previously from New Zealand. I have called in once before. Mm. I'm just calling in because I'm listening to your episode about parties and I could talk for hours about it, but I won't because I know that you know that pain of your child being excluded or not invited or people not showing up to their parties. So I totally get it and it is triggering for me as well. But I just wanted to send a speak pipe because I think that, as you know, it's not the children. No. It's the parents that are excluding these children who are different. And I think that we all sort of need to take a good look at ourselves and think, why is it that we don't want to include or have empathy for anyone who's a little bit different? And I think of my own daughter, why was she not included? She, for years, she didn't have a diagnosis. And even when she did, it's not like I went around telling people. So it's not because of her diagnosis, it's because of her behavior. It's because she's different or she is in quotation marks naughty that people don't want to include her. But you know, I have beautiful friends in my life who have been, who've shown nothing but kindness and empathy to me and my family, but who I still hear say about other children, oh, he's so naughty. I hope he's not in my child's class next year. So disruptive. Why should my child have to put up with that? And I find myself always turning it back to them and saying, well, hold on, what do you think is going on for this child to make them behave in this way? They clearly have something going on in their life that makes, you know, class or social relationships or school so difficult for them that they need to act like this. Like, they're children.
Yeah.
Do you think that they want to behave badly? Do you think that, you know, they're intrinsically bad? No. Or do you think that there's something else going on?
Of course.
You know, and I think sometimes I hear them say, oh, it's the parents or this and that. The parents are like this. And then I think, okay, well, so let's say the child who is an innocent child does have come from a difficult home. Does that mean that we should outcast them and not include them, not invite them to things? Or should we wrap our arms around that child and invite them into our home, invite them on play dates? And, you know, just, it's just, I think the world needs a lot more empathy.
Totally.
And, you know, I try to do that. I try to say to people, you know, think about what's going on for them. But then I find, you know, sometimes you're not really being a very good friend either if you're constantly flipping it on its head and not sort of showing them support when their child is struggling with something or some issue. You know, it's like I'm always trying to be the advocate, and I think the P's are definitely doing a great job of changing things. Anyway, I've gone on for too long.
We love it.
I hope you're all well, and I'll talk to you soon.
Oh, thanks, Zoe.
Thank you.
Yeah, it's really, really true. I don't know when we decided that we were so elitist about who we, you know, maybe society's always been like that. I remember, you know.
I'm watching The Gilded Age, let me tell you. Okay. Wowza.
Yeah, I haven't watched it.
Oh, it just comes to mind.
Yeah, okay.
Oh, boy.
I mean, I remember kids at school who sort of their uniform was a bit wrong and, you know, they didn't quite have the same lunch and, you know, there's always been kids that have been left out.
Yeah.
But, yeah, know better, do better.
That's right. And yes to the whole comment of being the person that's always sort of speaking up. But like, there does get to a point where you just stop.
It's like, I can't keep doing this.
I'm and the wrong audience to you. You're going to realise you're the wrong audience to me. Yeah. And, you know, I mean, you can say, of course, we must always stand up for children. But then there's other times where you're like, I just can't do this today.
And no one's listening to me.
No, that's right.
They're really
so,
not.
So they're not going to change the way they move.
No, they're not. But, yeah. And then another day you're really fired up. And you're like, nope, you're getting it today. Yes. So who knows?
Hi, Kay and Mandy, it's Claire.
Hi, Claire.
I'm calling in to share a little something for your party episode.
Great.
Thank you.
Things that have gone right. So my sister-in-law lives in a court, and in the court there is a family with who have a daughter with a young woman with Down syndrome. And she's in like her early 20s, I think. And my sister and brother-in-law sister-in-law and brother-in-law have both chatted with her in the past and connected, but I think it's since my son was born, who has Down syndrome also,
they've
connected that little bit more.
Yes.
And invited her over for some vodka cruises. So I guess a party. I think that's lovely that.
Yes, listen to you. Tell us. Yes, he wants to be on the speak pipe.
Into our world, it's just expanding all our worlds.
Yes.
To the point where they're also just getting the courage to say, hey, you want to come over for a drink?
Yes.
So I just, sharing that one. And I loved your last party episode. Made me cry a lot.
Mm.
I'm a little worried about what
I know
it might look like for us in the future, but I'm hoping inclusion takes off.
Yes.
Doesn't have to worry too much about not being invited to parties. That's all. Thanks. Bye.
Bye.
So that joyful noise in the background.
Love it. Love it.
Nothing better than kids'
noise. Love it. Yep. When I do my sleep consultations, they always talk to me on the Zoom. I get so distracted because I'm like, hello. That is just so beautiful because your eyes are open.
It changes everything, and it's great.
Totally. It's the best part. That's about this whole pee world.
Oh, really, really.
It's just
is.
Going okay. And imagine her going over for vodka cruises in her early 20s.
Love
you can't get a better thing to be doing age appropriate with their neighbours.
Yep.
I mean, what a joy.
Yeah. And the parents are like, the whole family would
be singing.
Yeah, that's right.
Oh.
Hi, Kate, Mandy.
Hi.
It's Paula from Melbourne.
Hi, Paula.
Hi. I called Left to Speak Pipe during the COVID lockdown life. But I wanted to leave another one about parties and what it means. I think as a parent of a kid with severe food allergies,
you
almost dread the party invitation rather than wish that we had it. It's that mum who has to go read every ingredient on every packet of food that's being put out, and it's just an incredibly stressful experience when you're putting a little. Particularly when they're little, putting their life in another person's hands.
Enormous.
When it comes to party food, it's just I dread birthday parties for that reason. And it's really tough. And then my other pea shoot, with her autism, she really wants to go, but she'll go. And, if it's a big play centre or something, she can't recognise people quickly and easily. She can't process it that quickly.
Scary,
so she'll run off with the kids.
Yep.
And then they'll get lost. And she can't find them. And I haven't been 8 months pregnant caught in a tunnel, but, I spend the whole time just trying to reunite her with other children running at 50 miles an hour. It's really hard to watch her at those parties because she desperately wants to be there. She desperately wants to be part of what's going on. But the anxiety it triggers and causes is really hard to manage.
Yeah,
I think it was never really an issue when we were kids because everyone had the space to have a birthday party at home. I remember as a kid, a whole class got invited to birthday parties. It just wasn't a select few. And I think now that we do parties at, external events where there's a significant cost, and obviously you can't necessarily afford to invite a whole class.
True.
I think that's why it's become so much of a thing now that it wasn't when we were growing up. And, we don't have the houses with the big backyards to have everyone around. And I kind of wish it was as simple as it used to be. We just played pass the pass on the backyard and had some fairy bread and went home.
Yes, it was so fun.
For me,
it was.
As a parent, I'm partially deaf. So whenever I see an invitation for a play centre, my heart just sinks because if I'm not chasing after the kids, I have no hope in hell understanding what any of the other parents
are saying to me.
And it's just it's just a really, really unpleasant. And I get we're lucky, we get invitations and we get to go, but going is just, it's exhausting. I genuinely dread getting birthday invitations because of the work that I know it would take. But I also appreciate, you know, the privilege that we have of being invited, being included. I don't know how long it's going to last, but we've got it for now.
Yeah.
Entering the stage now where the biggest one is old enough to go to birthday parties on his own. I've got to teach him and hope that he's great at checking food labels.
Yeah. It's stressful.
It's quite scary. But we're going to see how we go. Thanks, ladies. It's been such an amazing conversation that you've had about this topic. It's really interesting. And it's humid and slightly hot today. In Melbourne, the curly hair is really going on. Thanks, ladies. Bye.
It was a big humid stretch in Melbourne.
It was. Well, we're not used to it. We're not going to complain about the weather.
No.
We know other states have been through
hell. That's right.
Yeah. Yeah, it is. It's tricky.
She's exactly right. Yeah. I remember going to parties after school.
Yeah.
It'd be 4:30 till 6.
Yep.
You'd put on one dress, you'd have a present, you'd go, you'd have party pies, and then you'd play in the backyard and play pass the parcel.
Fairy floss. I mean, not fairy floss. Fairy bread.
And maybe pin the tail on the donkey and that was it.
That was it. And it was so
fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. Why did we I mean, me too. I am a culprit of over the top parties, but why?
Same. I don't know. It was so much fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe I'll have a pass the parcel at my 50th.
Kate!
We could have so fun.
Oh, my God. That's what we have to sit down. I want to do. I'll make it.
Okay.
I will make the pasta parcel for your 50th. I cannot wait. I'm saving the newspaper. Everyone's going to get, you know, black ink hands. All over their hands.
Bring it back. Bring back pasta parcel.
I am doing that for your party. I can't wait.
I remember when, like, you'd get a balloon, but the next person would get a Freddo, and you'd be like, damn, I shouldn't have unwrapped that one.
Oh, gosh. I just know. When you're talking about your child with food allergies, every time I hosted a party or get together with my neighbours allergic to tree nuts, you know, straight away they're like, is there nuts in this?
Oh, it's so hard. Those
kids are awesome.
Oh, they're amazing.
They know. They ask straight away.
Yeah, yeah.
So I feel like they've just got to do a bit of practice and then they'll.
Yeah, they
but
will.
I don't live that
and
worry.
And it's if other people are flippant about it. Like, you'll be fine. Be. Yeah.
You know, because people are.
Yeah, they are.
They're distracted.
And they don't understand.
Because I could be one of those distracted parents.
Yeah, just like, and there's a difference between an intolerance and an allergy a life-threatening.
That's right. Yeah, scary.
So,
Hi, Kate and Mandy. It's Hannah, the OT from Adelaide.
Oh, hi, Hannah.
I'm number just calling 500. In to let you know that I really found your episode on parties to be so powerful.
Oh.
And I think the message is so important that you were delivering in that episode. I've seen as a support worker how heartbreaking it is for pea shoots to not be included in parties and different events. And I've also seen a pea shoot be involved in a organisation called Tutti, which is based in Adelaide, and they've just opened up a new sort of space down at Brighton in Adelaide. And it's an awesome organisation which really does include people with disabilities. And it's just a place that really embraces disability. And I've come along to a few of their things and performances, and I really feel that they're a place that feels like a party to me when they meet and when they perform. So I think it's a great place to think of for any peas looking for an arts organisation to go through to play music or to sing or to do any kind of art or visual arts. They do a whole range of things, but they are really inclusive and really work to embrace people with disabilities. So it's something to look out
Thank
for.
Thank you.
Another thing I was just thinking of when I was listening to the episode was how one of the music therapists had mentioned including Hamilton in your P musical. And I just thought of the song that's that goes something like, I want to be in the room where it happens,
the room where it happens, the room where it happens.
And the thought of you guys singing that song as part of the musical.
Yes!
Getting peas in the room where the party's
at. How amazing.
Anyway, hope you're doing well and talk soon.
Oh,
that is the theme song.
That is the theme song.
I want to be in the room where it happens. Yes!
I nearly called the episode... We don't talk about parties.
Oh, yeah.
No, no. But I didn't know if people would get it.
Oh, I think a lot of people would get it.
A lot of people would get it, yeah. The weird thing is my next door neighbour's name is Bruno.
Oh, no. Really?
It just makes me laugh every time I see him. I'm like, we don't talk about Bruno.
Oh, it's the greatest song.
It really is. Yep.
That was our 500th speak pipe.
I can't believe it.
I couldn't say
500th
speak pipe. That's unbelievable, Kate.
I know. I got quite spun out when it came up. 500 messages from
that
UPs.
That is incredible.
You're changing the world with your messages.
I love it. Thank you.
Yeah, me
the
too.
The One Star app coming through. 500
Take
goods.
Take that, Andy. Our web guy, not just a random Andy.
Oh, I'm so – it's just – the speak pipes, the ability for you guys to speak in, this is the highlight of the podcast for me.
It really, really, really is.
I love every message. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much. But when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
I'm Andy and Kate.
Hi.
I just wanted to call in to tell you what I have learnt from you about parties. I'm not a pea. I'm a proud aunt to a pea shoot, and I'm also a sibling of a pea shoot.
No.
You're appealing.
Yep.
With parties, I've learnt so much. I'm a chatterpiece. So I've been listening for a while.
Thank you.
Since I started listening to you, I've changed the way I've done parties. So when my daughter was in kindy, I hadn't listened to you yet. And her birthday party, she told me who she wanted to invite, and I messaged those parents, and we had a small party in the park.
Oh, that's nice.
But then I listened to you, and I've learnt, and now that I know better, I do better. So when she was in reception, we invited the entire two classes of reception to her birthday party at a playground because I didn't have the home to cope.
No, of course
not. Many. 5-year-olds, but the playground worked beautifully and everyone had a lovely time and we kept it very simple.
Yep.
There were no party bags, no
Perfect.
Gifts. But we had an enormous amount of watermelon and a huge amount of cake that everybody loved.
Sounds
and we just
great.
Had a lovely time.
Oh, chills.
I did this, she's in year 2 now, so we did her reception party with everybody, her year 1 party with everybody, and my son is in reception this year, so his kindy party. We invited everybody.
Wow.
A couple of stories from those parties. So I had one parent come up to me after the reception party and she said that this was the only party her boys had been invited to for the entire year. They were new to the area, not peas, not pea shoots, but
still,
just with COVID they couldn't get to know anybody.
Yeah.
And so this was their first party and the mum just said her boys had had a wonderful time and she had a really good time getting to chat with the other parents.
Of course.
That she hadn't been able to at drop off and pick up because there's no mingling or hanging around like there used to be. And at the year 1 party, because of listening to you, I had some idea of what I could do. So I'd always tried to make sure I chatted to all the parents. A lot of them I didn't know who'd come along to these parties, but I wanted to try to get to know them.
Oh, you're amazing.
And there's one mum who I did know, and she's a pea, and her pea shoot was having a difficult time, and it meant that she couldn't leave him to come and actually talk with the parents. Mm, the kids were all off playing,
yep,
and the parents were all standing together having a chat.
Yep, I can see it.
Helping the little siblings with the food.
Yep.
But she couldn't come over and hang out with the parents because her pea shoot was having a difficult time, so she had to be off by herself on a particular part of the playground taking care of her pea shoot until he could join in with all the other kids again. But because of listening to you, instead of just looking from afar and not knowing what to do and feeling bad, I had the confidence that it wouldn't be uncomfortable for her or drawing unnecessary attention to the situation if I went over and talked with her. I just went over and empathised a bit with her pea shoot about how hard things can be and that sometimes you do just need to let it all out. And while he was letting it all out, she and I were able to have a bit of a chat in between, which she just said that she was so grateful for because no one else had come to speak to her. And she was very, very aware that at
lonely,
this wonderful playground with all the parents that she does know and she's friends with, but she just said that she was feeling really alone and she knew that she was missing out because she couldn't go talk to them. And it made me think of you, Mandy, stuck in the playground at Macca's and not being able to go and sit with all the mums who were having the coffee and laughing. And the other parents weren't laughing at her, but now that I know better from listening to you, I am doing better. And I am paying attention to people who perhaps before I didn't even see, didn't even know were there. And I'm trying very hard to be more inclusive of pea shoots and also of their parents, so that my kids, who so far are presenting as neurotypical, so that they grow up seeing the entire world around them and able to interact with empathy and kindness. And that's what I'm really trying to do. And I've learned how to do it from listening to you. So thank you. And I will keep listening so that I can keep learning more and keep doing better. Thank you.
Oh, you made me weep, like proper weep.
If I could really cry with my tooth, I would.
God. Oh, thank you. What a speak pipe.
I mean, if that Mandy in that Macca's tunnel could look down when all those mums were teasing me and think that in, I don't know, 10, 12 years later, somebody would think like about this. That moment. I can't believe that. So I'm so proud of you, Jules.
I am so. And that thank mum you. Is so grateful because I've always stood on the edge. And, you know, I'm a very social person. And, that's incredible. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
What a woman inviting them all to the woman.
I'm sorry we've created that for you.
No, but watermelon and a big cake.
That's all they
just don't care. They will enjoy the simplicity of that. Good on you.
They really, really will.
Gold star to you.
Yep. We're keeping you in the tribe. Okay, we've got an email on our party episode. And it goes like this. Hi, Peas. Last year at the end of Melbourne lockdown, I got a text from Mum saying, "Are you going to the pool party today?" "What? What pool party?" I said. It was the last week of remote learning in Melbourne, and who would be having a pool party today? I replied, "No, my grade 3 wasn't invited." Ouch. I thought I was used to this feeling by now, but due to COVID, it had been a while since we felt party rejection. I'm sure you remember how brutal the Melbourne restrictions were. Yes. Well, it was the end of October and we were allowed 10 people to our houses. Okay, I thought to myself, my daughter wasn't in the top 10. I should understand, I thought. These are government rules and who am I to be hurt by this? If anything, it should have made me feel better. But it didn't. I was angry all day. At 2 p.m, the end of the day Zoom was to commence. My daughter didn't know about the party after all, so we jumped on and finished the day. To my horror, after we dialed in, we were confronted by a group of 10 girls jumping around in their bathers and waving to the teacher. It hurt. There were only 13 girls in the class after all. I know the rules were in place, but seriously, guys, did they have to zoom in and draw attention to the fact that 3 girls were not included in the end of remote learning pool party?
What?
Like, seriously? Haven't the kids been through enough? I was furious. Why do people do this? Haven't they ever been felt left out in their whole lives? Do they recognise how rectum this is? I think the worst part was that I thought I was close with this mum. I have invited her whole family for playdates in the past. How could she be so cruel? When school returned, I didn't know what to do. Should I confront her? Should I tell her how rectum it was? Should I tell a teacher how brutal it was to have to watch the party on Zoom? Well, I thought about it for days, but then I just smiled and said hello, because in the end, I am way above this person will ever understand anyway. You are, and they won't understand, sorry.
No.
All I could think about was the peas would understand.
Yes.
Thanks for the amazing podcast. It's the only place we feel heard, understood, and not alone.
Oh.
I mean, come
on. I mean, what that mum who's said, wouldn't you say to all the girls, just, oh, I don't know, we're going to finish by such and such time, or we're just not getting on the Zoom.
No, we're not getting on the Zoom.
And that will stand out, but we're not going to all be there with our bathers on going, hi, we've just had a party.
No, or we're going to the end of remote learning party. You can't, and I'm sorry, you can't have an end of remote learning party and not have anyone. And that's why the rules sucked, and that's why people missed out on funerals and weddings. And
that's right.
We all went through it. So if you can't do it, you can't do it.
No.
Right? And I'm sorry, but I'm just angry about
that. Yeah, I'm angry about that too.
That's mean.
And also the mum who hosted should have just not put them on the Zoom.
No.
And thought about that from the other people's perspective. Oh. It's disgusting.
But just to leave out three?
Oh.
Oh.
I mean, I know with Miss 11 we had little parties that were,
fine.
Places and mums tried their best, but we didn't then publicise it.
This wasn't a birthday. This was an end of remote learning.
Oh,
the
no.
whole class did remote learning.
Oh, sorry. No, no, no,
no.
No,
it's an end of remote learning party.
Oh,
you can't
no.
have one.
No, you can't have one.
You can't have people over. That was the whole thing.
Oh, that's cruel.
Yeah, just mean, mean, mean. Not happy with that.
Not
sorry,
happy.
You've made me upset. And we do understand and we do get it.
Yes, we do.
All right.
We do. I'm just going to read a few little things that were on in the Hangout the day that we posted the episode. I'm just so grateful I have all of these women so far ahead of me in this journey, because my boy is bloody brilliant, but I know I'm going to have this pain in my heart at some stage in my and his future.
Mm.
Or who knows, maybe there'll be less assholes in the world by then.
Maybe.
I'm 25 minutes into the episode, and for the first time ever, I've had to turn it off and take a break.
I know.
Thank you for making this very difficult episode, and I wish the whole world could hear it. I'm sure I'll come at it in small bursts.
Yeah, that's fine.
Mm. Thank you for sharing this so many feels. Buying expensive presents, tick. Having to play with all the kids and watch everyone else chat and drink, tick.
Mm-hmm.
Doing over-the-top parties, tick.
Yep.
We gave out Miss Pre-Primary's party invites a couple of weeks ago, and all the girls in the class invited, and I've gone over the top with the big Elsa theme party at the fairy shop and only had a couple of RSVPs. I asked the teacher just to pop the invites in the bag so the little boys didn't feel left out and posted on our class Facebook page to check little ladies' school bags for the invites. Then yesterday, 80% of the class is invited to a Spider-Man party, and that I can see the teacher handing out on the mat to all the kids just before home time. Why? Then kids come running out to their parents. Spider-Man party. Wow, Johnny, you're so popular. More popular than Mummy.
Oh.
And then so people were like, why did the teacher?
Yeah, why?
You know?
I don't know. At our school, one thing that I will say, at our primary school, you weren't allowed to hand out invitations in the class. Mm. You just weren't allowed, unless you're having the whole class.
Mm.
It's not fair.
So then this mummy said she put in her the group page, the school page. Hi, lovely people. Our little person is having her fifth birthday party soon, and as a parent of a child with some additional needs, I know what it can be like when your little one misses out. So if there's any other kiddos that maybe don't hit the party circuit, it's such a cute way to say it, as much as their peers and loves to party to the sweet tunes of the Frozen soundtrack, we have a couple of extra spots.
Aww.
Shoot me a private message and I'll arrange an invite to be sent home. Well, how clever.
Yeah, so
clever. She wasn't accusing.
No, she wasn't. She was just showing.
She was just saying, if you're missing out on the party circuit.
Yeah.
I just thought, what a cool thing to say.
You're a cool mum.
Teachers, how do you handle it?
Yeah,
tell us.
How do you handle it?
Like, what do you want us to do? What is it like for your, like, you know, I've handed them to the teacher and said, can you quickly put them in all the bags? I've driven around and put it in, you know, letterboxes.
Yeah.
I've sent text messages. But how would you like us to handle it, teachers?
Yeah, you probably want it to be left out of it. You probably don't want to have to handle it.
Okay, okay.
Because you probably don't
tell
like
us.
The five little crush faces that don't get one either.
The same faces.
Mm, mm.
Just listened to this episode and I was so angry on behalf of all the pea shoots and their peas. So many rectums, so many. This hasn't been our experience yet, but I'm sure it will come. Mm. Pea shoots are excluded from so many things for various reasons, but to be so deliberate about it just makes me sad and furious.
Mm.
I've had to listen to this one in bits and pieces. My pea shoot and his brother are only two, but I'm worried about them experiencing this in the future. I'm so thankful for all the peas sharing their experiences. I feel like I have a few tools in my belt to handle this when it comes up. Also planning on sharing this episode to the multiples group I'm a part of, just to raise a bit of awareness. Yeah. If you don't know, you don't know.
That's
right.
And
that is the truth.
That is the truth.
And we will always say that.
And I think a lot of people aren't being nasty.
No, of course not.
They're not. They just don't know. So.
And there's all, you know, people have lots of reasons for why they can do parties or they can't or, you know. We're just asking the wider Australia, the world, to just keep an eye out.
Just
like
have
Beautiful
a think.
Jewels, just
yes.
have a think.
That's right.
Yeah, you don't have to do grand gestures.
No, you don't. And if you don't have a lot of money, that's fine.
That's okay.
You don't have to have
we
a whole
get it.
Class.
We get it. But it's not
please
them
Please don't
being
leave the same kids excluded
And be
all the
so
time.
Public about
yeah,
it.
Yeah, that's right. Mm. So anyway, thank you all of you for giving us your little messages. We love them. We loved hitting our 500th speak pub.
Oh, no, amazing.
Very exciting.
Amazing.
So
okay, apart from this episode, what made you cry this week, Kate?
Okay, so actually what made me cry this week happened today, and Nelly, who is a very big P, what is she? I can't call her a big P. I'm sure you know Nelly Thomas if you're in the hangout. She wrote Some Boys, Some Girls, Some Brains, Some Mums, and Some Brains has been nominated for, what was it nominated for?
Amazing.
Let me find it. It's incredible, and I just, you know, she, like the rest of us, well, not like the rest of us, but a lot of us, you don't know when to feel proud of yourself and you don't know, do other people feel proud of me?
Yeah, so proud of
and
it.
And she got an email to say, I'm pleased to inform you that your title, Some Brains, has been selected by our committee as one of our limited nominations for IBBY, International Outstanding Books on Disability.
Amazing.
So
she's, congratulations, Nelly.
And it is a beautiful
book.
It is
book. A beautiful
book. It's a
book.
Game changer.
It
it's
is.
Actually on the merch.
The world needs to see
it. You can get it in the on the merch
yes,
shop if
you
want.
Yes, you can buy it in our merch shop.
Yep, our beautiful Carly and Luke merch piece have put it up there.
Congratulations,
so,
Nelly.
Yeah, congratulations.
Well deserved.
Well, well deserved. Yes. What about you, Mandy, apart from
I cried
that
in the dentist
tooth.
Chair.
Yep.
Yep. Like, I just thought, I'm fine. What, it was sort of a laugh cry, was I said to them, because I've had my four wisdom teeth out, but I was under.
Yes.
So I've never had one out in the chair.
Yeah.
If only there was a video. I was like, so how long should I, like, can I put a podcast in and how long will this take? Will it be like 5 minutes, an hour? And he's like, oh, hopefully 5 minutes, but, you know, for breaks. And I was like, what?
Yeah.
He's like, maybe an hour. I was like, okay. So I put up the podcast of me on Weepies talking about Anna Green Gables. And I thought that'll make me happy. Anyway, and then I was like, oh, my God, this is terrible.
Yep.
And then I just start crying and I thought, I'm just going to cry.
Yeah, who cares?
Really loud. I was just like,
That's our Mandy.
Hurry up.
Hurry up.
And then I was like, stop.
Yeah.
And then I said, is it ever going to come out?
Yeah.
And he's like, yeah. And I was just
No compassion.
No compassion.
No, you needed someone to give you little pats.
Nothing. Oh, she, the nurse, did a little bit.
Yeah.
But anyway, I did cried and cried and cried.
Yeah.
Yeah, really. I just thought, I don't care.
Oh,
I'm 45.
No.
I'm just going to cry.
Yeah.
Like a big baby. I thought this has to help me make a difference.
Okay, my make a difference this week, I think I've mentioned it before, but I really should have gone into more detail, is that beautiful Auntie Lisi, Mandy's sister, does our show notes and they are incredible.
Mm.
They are. She listens so carefully, just really thinks about how to describe every episode, and they're so much better than I could ever do.
Mm.
They really, really, really are. And I know that people who've been on the podcast will say, wow, they're beautiful.
Yeah.
And so I don't know if you're a show notes person. I like to read show notes, but if you read ours, they're amazing.
Yeah.
So, and all the things that she has to go and find, because we hardly send her links to anything.
Sometimes
sometimes I'll be like, here's this, but otherwise she's like messaging, what was the spelling of that? And
oh,
I'm like,
no.
Oh, you poor thing. So, she stays up late on a Wednesday night.
She
so
does.
The show notes are perfect for a Thursday.
She
so
does.
She is my make a difference.
Yeah, she's a huge make a difference.
Yep.
Thank you, Annalise. You're an okay sister.
What about you?
Chris, who is a P, is in the hangout,
yep.
nominated me for an award at Eastland for International Women's Day. She sends me a text saying, can you be at Eastland at 6:30 on a Thursday? I said, is this for me and Kate? She's like, sorry, unfortunately, it's just you.
Which is fine.
I know, but then I had to tell Kate.
I don't care at all.
No, I know. But anyway, so I went and very lovely, and she said some really nice words like, Mandy inspires me to do a better job as a mum every day.
Yeah,
oh, what a kind really thing to nice. Say, right? So yeah. Anyway, that made a difference. I got some vouchers, a night at Sage.
For those of you who don't know, there's
Mandy's favourite hotel.
Hotel 5 minutes from our homes.
I laughed and
it's
they told me that.
Eastland Shopping Centre and the last place I'd ever want to stay. And Mandy loves it because she can get home quickly. And I don't know why she loves it.
Oh, well, I think like years ago when I found it too hard to leave, it was easy just to go somewhere close to home.
Yeah.
So anyway, that's,
she's
now
got a voucher
funny.
So she can take herself off there. Oh, and I said, more than happy for her to go on her own.
Anyway, thank you, Chris.
Yes, that was lovely.
Yep. Very lovely.
Yep.
Yep. What about your laugh?
Okay, so I have two laughs. The first one is that I bought a big pack of like 20 little chips, you know, you can put in your school lunch. How expensive are they? Mm. But anyway, normally I just put chips in Ziploc bags, you know. Anyway, I was in a hurry, so I went into the IGA and probably spent $15 or something on this bag of chips. They're not that expensive. Anyway, there were Cheezels in there.
Yep.
And so I said to the boys, can you not eat these, please, because these are for school lunches and I can get you something else for a snack. And okay, so that's all fine. Yep, we won't eat them. Anyway, the next morning I went in to get some to put in their lunch boxes and Woody yells out from his bedroom, there's probably no Cheezels in that bag. I said, why? I thought I told you not to eat them. And he goes, I know, but there's the thing about Cheezels is you don't remember about Cheezels until you see Cheezels. He goes, and they're so good.
They're so
good.
And
I thought, he's right. I am a fan of Cheezels. I don't think about Cheezels.
Yeah, but
so
when
I'm like,
you see
and
them.
And I'm like, I'm going to have one of them.
Crack open that bag.
So then I bought them two big boxes and put them in the car. Mm. So when they got in the car and he's like, see, Mum, now we're all thinking about Cheezels.
That is the truth.
And anyway, I probably won't buy those bags anymore because they're just.
Oh, no. That's why I buy the crappy ones from Aldi and then everyone carries on. But, yeah, they're expensive.
They're so expensive. Anyway.
There's always one bag that no one wants.
Yeah, always.
That's what I'm annoyed about.
Always. What? I want to have
No one wants a grain waste.
Can't I have a choose your own adventure where you, like, go to Woolies online, I want this, this, this and this in the bag?
Yes.
I know. That's why the Ziploc bags are good. And then you can wash out the Ziploc bags.
That's right.
Have them all sitting on the bench. And the other thing that made me laugh was I, for those of you who don't know, was a massive fan of Malcolm Turnbull, not necessarily about politics, more about the human. And I love the way he spoke, and he spoke about him and Lucy.
Mm.
And Lawrence Mooney used to do a stage show, a comedic thing about Malcolm Turnbull. And of course, I suppose he doesn't anymore because Malcolm's no longer the Prime Minister. But Lawrence and Matthew, our live guy, live PMAT, they do a podcast together called Saturday Afternoon Fever. And I was driving home in my car, and I'm not going to play the whole message, but I got this message from Matthew. So I'm going to play the start of it.
Hello, Kate from Two Peas in a Podcast. Podcast. It's like saying PIN number, isn't it? Personal identification number, or ATM machine. Automatic teller machine. Not that I have ever used one, nor will I. A man brings cash to my house.
And anyway, it goes on, and it's a little bit inappropriate, but it's so funny. And I just, so Lawrence sent me a couple of messages pretending to be Malcolm and it made me laugh, really, really laugh.
Yeah, comedians are really funny.
I know. Who knew?
Who knew?
Proper howling laughing and I just, anyway, it made me laugh a lot.
What
so thank
joy.
You, Matthew. Thank you, Lawrence the Moon Man.
Oh, yeah, amazing.
What about you, Mandy Jose?
Well, I was in the chair. the tooth. All I can talk about is last Thursday.
Yes, it's been a trauma.
Right? So, and finally the tooth comes out.
Yes.
And he goes, it's done. And I'm just like, And then I feel my phone vibrate in my legs.
Yes,
because I just had it there for the podcast that I'd turned off.
Yes.
And I looked up and there was a text from Miss Eleven that said, hi, Mum, I know you're at the dentist right now, but could I please have some air fried chips? And I just lifted that up and showed the dentist. And I said, see, what do I have to put up with? It was just so funny.
I know. This is motherhood encapsulated in one text.
Here I was howling, tooth out, text message.
Did you have to have stitches?
No.
No, okay.
I really wish.
Yeah.
Because then you're freaking out about it.
Yeah.
Anyway,
sorry,
we won't go on and on
air
about
fried
it.
Fried chips,
but yes,
did
Miss
you
Eleven
get some?
Would just like to say hello. Just come and
come
say quick
hi.
Did you get the air fried chips?
Yeah, I got the air fried chips.
You got a good mum.
They were good.
So it's been a hard couple of days with me with not being able to talk, hasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, but you've done a good job.
Yeah, we had to cancel a few things.
Yeah.
But it's okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Thank you.
We Thanks live in Melbourne. Patient. We're Bye used peas. To cancelling.
We are used to it.
And she's done a great job sitting there listening to us because she can has. Only hear half of it.
Yeah, that's right. Thank so, you, yeah. gorgeous girl.
Yeah, she's done a good job. We'll keep her as well.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, peas. Well, we will see you on Monday, hopefully.
Yes.
Assuming
we'll be back.
No more no dental. More teeth. Yes. Keep sending your speak pipes.
Yes.
We will keep making the
yes,
snap peas.
They're thank
the
you, everyone.
Greatest joy. They're really therapy.
They really
for
are.
Mandy and I. I yep. feel uplifted after
yeah,
I've done
me
one.
Too.
So thank
me
you.
Too.
Thank
We've
you.
We've got a good
you.
Episode coming this Thursday, next Thursday, too. Yeah.
Yeah, we do.
Okay. So Miss 11 has a story that made me laugh and laugh yesterday. So go for it. Tell us.
Okay. So I was hoping Mum was going to say this for the laugh, but she said the F-Ratchet thing. But so the other day we had kitchen at my school and we were making gnocchi and my friend accidentally made it in the
accidentally.
Shape.
Accidentally.
Go.
She Keep going.
Made it in the shape of a penis. and then like the like usual gnocchi has like lines on it. So we put lines on it.
Yep.
And then we made it like a patchy lines. So then I said, it looks like a penis with a six pack. And then I said, this is what an AFL player's penis would look like. And then we cooked it and it stayed in the same shape. And we don't know who got it in their plate, but we know that someone ate it.
That made me laugh a lot yesterday. We went for a walk. I was like, what? What is going on at school?
Oh, awesome all the best story. Things. Which yeah. actually reminds me, have you seen the new Women's Network logo?
That yes. What is that?
Somehow has gotten through a lot of people before it's been designed. Like I've seen it with all the other designs and I'm like, okay, so they've all got that line. But it looks like a dick and balls on the side, the Women's Network. What has
from
happened?
From the government.
From the government, from the Australian government. Oh, now, I don't gosh. Think Malcolm would have done that.
No, and I don't think our logo Lady Kelly would never have
no,
done that.
No, come oh, on. Come it's so on. Obvious.
Oh, ridiculous. Oh,
anyway.
Anyway, we hope you enjoyed that little laugh too.
Yes. And we'll see you next week.
Okay, bye.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.